since 1933 as treason against the people of the United States, as the term is defined in the Constitution of the United States, probably cannot be determined until the Constitution is reestablished. Therefore, we must restore that Constitution. However, for our part, we firmly believe that by their fruits ye shall know them. And on that authority, we rest our case. I'll now turn this program back over to Mr. Alvin Jenkins. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Schroeder. I'm sure that you have heard and maybe might even be guilty of hearing a statement, "I know there's something wrong, but what can I do about it?" I have voted in every election since I was eligible and obtained the right age. I will agree with all of that. I know something else, too, that when you go into a court of law, they say ignorance is no excuse. We have not presented you with anything but your own government's documents. Not my saying it, not Dr. Schroeder saying it, but what your government officials said. You said, "Well, Alvin, I'm a Democrat. We'll blame it on the Republicans." I can say, "I'm a Republican. We'll blame it on the Democrats." History will show you, since President Roosevelt issued Executive Order Proclamation 2039, the following people has been in office. There have been 5 Democrat presidents, 5 Republican presidents. I'll submit to you, neither one of them had the guts to reinstate the United States Constitution. Let me refresh your memory who they were. You had Truman, Democrat. Kennedy, Democrat. Johnson, Democrat. Carter, Democrat. Clinton, Democrat. Eisenhower, Republican. Nixon, Republican. Ford, Republican. Reagan, Republican. 10 presidents all left you as chattel property. When you read your Bill of Rights, it will instruct you what to do. Can we stay under this? If you like for your children to be chattel property, and that home that you're making 30-year payments on belongs to the government and you only have possession, then complain, but don't do nothing. But if you would like to change it, turn to an American. First, Republicans and Democrats, second and third. In God we trust. That's our motto. Thank you, and the next speaker will be my friend, Jerry Russell.
Thank you, Alvin, my fellow Americans. I spent my youth in the government education system like you, I believe. And I believe that America is the greatest country in the world because of the many brave and courageous men and women that fought and died to make it that way. This is what America is to me and should still be today. They never taught me or my fellow Americans in these government schools that all our lives we lived under in a social and economic state of slavery. But now, with the inspiration by our Heavenly Father, these brave and courageous men and women, with the support of their families and friends and neighbors, this tape and book of evidence reveals the truth. As the old saying goes, the proof's in the pudding. It is now here for everyone who has an eye to see or an ear to hear that every American, no matter what his or her natural born characteristics are, we have been enslaved and are once again turned into feudal serfs in the land we were born in. By the Trading with the Enemy Act of October 6, 1917, as amended to include Proclamations 2039 and 2040 by President Roosevelt. Is it not our right and our duty to throw off this form of government? That's the question for you and me to work on. Now I would like to turn and introduce my friend, Fred Schultz Peters. Thank you.
We need to wake up America to the deception that we have witnessed here today. Either we are the people that are the government, or the government governs for itself. Now is the time for all Americans to stand up and restore our God-given rights. At this time, I would like to introduce my friend, Paul Bailey.
As you have just witnessed, the United States continues to exist in a governmentally ordained state of national emergency. Under such a state of emergency, our Constitution has been set aside, ostensibly for the good until emergency is canceled. But as experience painfully shows, it has not been to the public's good that our government has used its unrestricted power, unhampered by the Constitution's restraining force. The governmental edicts and actions over the past six decades have led us into the desperate state in which we are in today, besieged on every side, corroding from within. Frightened and in despair, we as a nation are being torn asunder. There is a national emergency today, one of life and death proportions, but it is not the emergency used by our government to continue its abuse of power. It is this very abuse, this unbridled rape of the American spirit, that is the crux of the emergency we are in today. But this true emergency cannot be cured by setting aside the Constitution. No. It can only be controlled by returning to the laws of God and country, which have been stolen from us by those who we placed our trust in to protect our national interest. We are a nation whose government is based upon the immortal words, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. One has only to walk down the highways and byways of this land to know all too well that this is not a government for the people or is not a government by the people or for the people. This is not a crisis in which the taking up of arms is the answer. No, this is a situation in which we firmly believe that the pen will be mightier than the sword. That a state of emergency exists today cannot be disputed. That the emergency is one which should concern every American alive cannot be denied. That we must stand together, laying aside our individual differences to fight the common foe is of vital importance. For the time to act is now. But this is not a battle of swords, but of knowledge. For only when the deception is exposed to the light of day can the healing process begin. Every person who is thankful for the opportunity to call himself American must also accept the responsibility that comes with that title. We, the people, have not only a right, but a responsibility to each other and to those who have gone before us to learn what our government is doing and to judge whether actions taken benefit the people who will bear the cost. We have been in the dark long enough, content to rest on our past glories and let the government take its course. In a way, we have been like children, trusting in our parents to act in our own best interest. But as we have too frequently seen in the nightly news, not all parents have their children's best interest at heart. The time has come for us to take off our blinders and accept reality. For the time of the national awakening has arrived. The majority of our elected and appointed officials are no more responsible for the current state of affairs than we are. Their programs and actions may seek to cure the symptoms, but the time has now come to attack the disease. They are no more guilty than we are, nor will they bear any more protection when the nation collapses on us all. If we blame them for this national emergency, we must also truly blame ourselves. For it is we, the people, to whom this nation was given and whose duty it was to keep a watchful eye on those who direct the sails of the ship of state. We, however, have fallen asleep, and while we dreamed the American dream, a band of pirates stole the Constitution and put our people into slavery. And since that terrible day, when our Constitution was cast aside, not one president or Congress, not one Supreme Court justice has been able or willing to return it to its rightful owners. Given the current state of the Union, there is no reason to expect that this situation to change unless we ourselves cause it to be so. Let us put aside our childish emotions of pity and self-deception. Stand up, stand together, and fight back. Now is the time to stop dreaming and start the long work before us. Now is the time to turn back to the principles and ideas on which this nation was founded, the strong foundation from which our national identity springs. When does tolerance become anarchy? When does protection become slavery? When is enough enough? Now is when, here and now. We must let those at all levels of the governmental authority know that we have learned of their deception, and it lies at the core of the national malaise. We must tell them in no uncertain terms that we will tolerate this great lie no longer. And we must tell them, we must put them on notice and expect them to resign if they have not the courage and the resolve to help this nation in its hour of need. We have been fools long enough. Beginning April 1st, 1994, no matter how long after the date you see this report, start each and every week without fail to give a copy of this information to at least one person you know. We also ask you to write a letter to your Congress or to your congressman telling them to let our people go. Or you can use the form letter you will find enclosed in the report. We must let our elected officials know that we expect them, as servants of the people, to help us reestablish law and order and restore our national pride. They must repeal Proclamation 2039-2040 and Title 12, USC 95A and 95B, thereby canceling the national emergency and reestablishing the Constitution of this nation. We must acknowledge that if we do nothing, we are not willing to act now and act boldly without fear but with faith and a firm resolve. Our freedom to act at all may soon be taken away altogether. New bills and new laws are being presented daily, which will effectively serve to tighten the chains of bondage already encircling this nation. If we repent of our ignorance and our apathy and return to the God-given laws on which this nation was founded, we may yet still be free. We will continue to hold meetings and offer information until everyone in America has had the opportunity to hear and we have set our nation free. We will not tolerate less. We are Americans, and that means far more than most of us even realize. If at first it seems you have not, or you're working alone, do not give up. For as this information spreads across the land to the great cities and the small towns, you will find yourself in excellent company. You already are. For as only one, for behind you stand all the heroes of our history who have fought and died to keep this nation free. We ask you for your commitment to stand with those around you to help us restore this nation to her rightful place in history. Abraham Lincoln once said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." We must stand together now in this hour of need. As the United States Supreme Court once said, "It is not the function of our government to keep the citizen from falling into error. It is the function of the citizen to keep the government from falling into error." Each individual, each has their own attitudes and actions, forges their own special link in that great chain of history. Now is the time to add to that precious inheritance of honor and duty which has kept America alive. Because the choices we make and the actions we take today are a part of history too. History not yet written. The vision for America has not died. The land of the free and the home of the brave still exist. There is still time to turn the tide for this great land, but we must join together to make it happen. We have a debt of honor to the past and the future. A call to glory to rescue our homeland from the hands of those who will see her fall. We cannot, We must not fail.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for your effort in purchasing and receiving this information that's on the tape and in the book, the report that you have in front of you. We must give a special thanks to the men who have spent years of their lives bringing this information to the public. And we must not forget the women who are not always in the foreground, but without whose undying support and endurance this effort would be impossible. These men and women are true patriots. They not only need your support, but deserve it. Let us remember that the word patriot is defined by Webster's Dictionary as fellow countryman, a person who loves and loyally or zealously supports his country. Not everyone can afford to give the long hours of those on the front lines. Many others fear their government. Isn't it an outrage that the actions of our own government leaders causes many to not trust them? Where have we gone? How much is your freedom worth? If you can't give your time, please give your support. The American Agriculture Movement and many other organizations need your help to continue their efforts to bring about the restoration of this nation. A few dollars a month in the form of purchasing information to pass on to others is not too much to ask. Wouldn't it be a tragedy to lose their efforts, from which we will all gain so much? Because they were $20 short and we failed to do our part, please become involved. The movement is too important not to do so. We need this report in the hands of all Americans, so we are not going to copyright it. Therefore, permission is hereby granted to reproduce the report in its entirety. We do ask, however, that you lend your support if possible.